What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019, and I am still very much under the weather, and I apologize because of the poor quality of the broadcast, but I didn't want to do a best of. I didn't want to do a repeat again, so we're just going to struggle through this as best we can today. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So let's get right on into it. And rather interesting little comment came out from President Trump. And apparently during a meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg yesterday, Trump played up the pledges for increased military spending, pushing for even more. He cheered the great strides made in Afghanistan by NATO while terming the war itself as ridiculous, which it is. So we know that Trump is weary of the Afghan war. I'm weary of the Afghan war. You're probably weary of the Afghan war. And they're hoping that there's going to be some kind of a negotiated deal to just get out of this mess without having to admit that we lost the way the Soviets did. But that's what's going on there. Over in South America, down in Venezuela, Maduro has replaced the country's electricity minister because of the string of three nationwide blackouts that sparked protest against the lack of basic services, including the water supply. Now, Reuters quoted Maduro saying the new minister is himself an electrical engineer. This, however, is unlikely to help much with the root causes of the crisis. Maduro himself is blaming the blackouts on the United States, calling it sabotage. So hopefully they'll get that all sorted out. Apparently, electricity will be rationed for at least a month following this third blackout. And the rationing, according to Maduro, will help authorities deal with the consequences of the power outages. So we'll see what happens with that down there. Okay, let's talk about the Russian collusion hunt. Okay, it's blown up, this whole Russian collusion story. Robert Mueller basically had, what, $30 million he spent, 600-plus days, trying to find evidence that Donald Trump and the Russian government colluded to steal the 2016 election. They basically came up empty. It's absolutely empty. So now it's time to go the other way. Okay, let's look at all these accusers who cried the loudest about leaking, collusion, lying, and obstruction. It's time to go after them. So apparently Mueller's documents, his final report, is likely to be released in unredacted form. And that's probably going to be very, very embarrassing to a lot of people. And it should be. You know, I'm not a big fan of Trump. He's been a terrible disappointment to me. But he is the elected president of the United States of America. And this was an attempted coup d'etat. And the coup plotters need to be held to account for it. That's what's going on here. Apparently, Piers Morgan has decided that he wants to sign on as one of Joe Biden's supporters. There's all of this, concern about his hugging and his touching. And Piers Morgan is saying that if Joe Hugger Biden, who's one of America's most decent men, isn't virtuous enough to be president, then who the heck is? I don't know. how virtuous Joe Biden is. I know that some of the ways he touches children is, in fact, a little bit creepy. But I also know that a lot of this, oh, he touched me, he touched me, he touched me, is a bit of an overreaction. Some guys are just affectionate. I know, I'm one of them. Let's take a phone call. Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple of things. You know, Trump is talking about shutting down the border. Doesn't he realize if he did that, the economy is shaky to begin with, and plus, you know, there's going to be a shortage of food. If that was to happen, I think it might even collapse the economy because, you know, goods would not be going back and forth. It would hurt the Canadian economy, and, you know, people would be out of work, and there would be less food on the store shelves.
Well, I think Trump is trying to make a point that the government of Mexico needs to step in and stop this immigration, this migration problem, because so far they haven't. They just welcome them at their southern border, bus them to the northern border, walk them across into the United States, and that's basically the end of it. And I think Trump is kind of tired of that, and so am I.
But wouldn't it be better just in the military down there?
Military, wall, something has to be done, but nothing is being done, and that's the part that really angers me.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, shutting down, you know, the entire border and not allowing goods to come to America or goods going to Mexico, I think that might be a either being desperate or not really thinking. I would just send the military down there. You know, that's what I would do.
Well, I think Trump is trying to put economic pressure on Mexico to step up and enforce their own immigration laws, which they're not doing.
Well, the pressure would hurt America as well.
Yes, it would. After 3 weeks, there'd be no more avocados in this country.
Right, right. You know, the other point I want to bring up, I'm glad to see those rich parents spend their time in court today, and I know a lot of them might be getting some jail time or fines. So, again, it's nice to see where the Justice Department is not only going after poor people, but also rich people.
Yeah, that is a good thing to see. And, again, this whole admissions cheating scandal has damaged the credibility of these prestigious universities and college as a whole.
Right. And this is only the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
So, well, Mike, I'm going to let you go. You take care of yourself.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, Jim. The phone lines are open. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Okay. Liberals are preparing for a National Day of Action on the 4th of April, which is basically tomorrow. If the Mueller report is not released by midnight tonight. They want the whole report out there unredacted. They just want that. They want to look at it. They're convinced there'll be something in there that will result in Trump's impeachment. There could actually be something in there that's going to damage a lot of liberal politicians. This could literally blow up in their face. But, hey, I'm not going to stop them from being idiots about this whole situation. Go for it here. All right, let's talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden, yeah, he still hasn't actually officially declared if he's running for president in 2020. But already he's under attack for his what is called inappropriate behavior toward women, his touching, his smelling of their hair, his kissing, which, again, in my age would have been considered just plain old affection. But today it's considered, it's offensive. It's offensive. We can't do it. The other part of that is coming out to haunt him is his strong-arming in Ukraine. Because back in January of last year, Biden literally boasted in the Council on Foreign Relations that he'd threatened Poroshenko and former Prime Minister Yatsenyuk into firing prosecutor Viktor Shokin in March 2016. apparently because they were investigating his son. And Biden, he said he gave them a six-hour deadline to fire him, or he would pull $1 billion in loan guarantees. And yes, the guy got fired. Well, that's definitely meddling in other countries' business. All right, back to the phones here. Dave in Delaware. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dave, are you there? Going once?
Oh, yeah.
There you are.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm not feeling too well.
I know, it sounds like it. Are you drunk?
I wish. No, I'm fighting a bug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I wanted to, I didn't really want to talk about the Mueller report. I just wanted to see how you were doing, because every time I call in, you always try to cut me off about different things and stuff. You seem like you're a little under the weather today, Mike. Like, how you doing? Like, your hands on your face? I don't know what's going on.
Well, I picked up some kind of a bug. I think I got it from Claire's Church, and I'm in day three of it. It's just a really bad one. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I feel you. I'm just saying, because the show's getting kind of stale, Mike, like the past couple days, and even before when you were on there, it's getting kind of funny, man.
Well, I'm doing the best that I can, and I don't know, maybe I should just get off the air and sign off and have Mike do a best of for the rest of the 2 hours.
No, you shouldn't do that, because we're all waiting for Dustin to call in from New Jersey. You know that's the highlight of the show.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, no, or maybe Mark will call in. Mark, you know, he always has some good, points of views, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I know, I just don't want to paint it with a broad brush, but, they're both Jewish, Mike.
No, we don't go there.
I know.
We talk about individuals. Like, we don't paint with a broad brush.
I know, we don't. That's right. That's correct, Mike. It's not all of them, but what about the Sackler family? Remember, I called in before, but then that all came out, and you reported afterward after you cut me off and scolded me the one time.
Well, the Sackler family are in trouble right now because they're getting hit with all these lawsuits over the abuse of OxyContin.
I know. And I called in before and talked about how they were Jewish, and you cut me off and you were like, we don't.
Well, again, I'll talk about them as the Sackler family and its pharmaceutical executives, and they're being sued. But the fact that they're Jewish, I don't think is relevant.
Okay, that's fine. What about Tulsi Gabbard, though? Let's talk about that.
Okay.
You want to talk? But why? So if you put it this way, so Trump was anti-war, right?
Yes.
She's anti-war.
Yes, she
Trump
is.
Trump was, and then Trump was, pro-Second Amendment. She's completely anti-Second Amendment.
So that's definitely an area where Tulsi and I disagree.
I know, but so what promise do you think she's going to keep? Because look what Trump did. He completely cucked on all the wars and all that. Like, he went sideways. And then so what do you think she's going to do when she gets in there?
I don't think she's going to get in there. I'm sorry. I mean, I like Tulsi. I think she's great. She's an actual veteran. She served in the combat zone. But because she's anti-war, I don't think she's going to go anywhere. She's not going to get the support to be a serious candidate in 2020. I'm sorry, but that's the way I see it.
Okay. So what do you think any of these politicians in there are going to do if they get elected? Do you think any of them are going to change anything?
I think by the time they get through that whole primary process, all we're going to have are yet another sellout on both sides, like we did with George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and whoever's coming up next. They'll just take our money, spend it on war, spend it on Israel, and that will basically be it.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see, Mike. Hope you have a good show. I'm going to let you go, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, two things, Mike. About one is, I think with Biden, what you got just is the tip of the iceberg, because this touchy feeling stuff is bad enough. Okay, but what's really going to get him if he goes in, and I don't think he's going to come into the become a candidate because of this, is Ukraine. It's catching up with him now. Okay, the corruption he's involved with Ukraine. Jack Posobiec had a big doing a big investigation on it. Fault Lines radio show, I think TV with Stranahan and Nixon. They're doing a big They're all over this thing, and it's starting to come out. I don't think they can hold it in anymore. And if Biden goes in, him and his son, waist deep into this crap. I think that's what's going to bring him down. It's probably keeping him out right now. The other thing is about Tulsi Gabbard. Were you just talking about with this guy? I tend to disagree. I think she's got a good chance. I'll tell you why. The minute she starts comparing, once she gets on the debate stage, it looks like she's going to make it there. She's very close to the 65,000 contributors, which I'm proud to have already contributed on. I think she's got a good chance because she's going to show everybody. She'll be the only veteran in the stage, and she'll make a mockery out of the others who, with their pro-war stance and all that, and talk about how we all should overthrow Assad and what we should do in Venezuela and all that. She's going to rise. She's already rising in the polls. She's already getting it. There's stuff already on the internet that she's starting to, people are becoming more familiar with her, and she's got the right message. I don't know what she is in the Second Amendment. I'm not very happy over that, obviously. But we need to get out of these wars. We need to bring down this defense budget.
I agree. I would love to see Tulsi Gabbard, become the candidate in 2020. I think the odds are stacked against her. But yeah, I'd like to see it happen. I'm not an enemy of Tulsi Gabbard. I get text messages from her on my phone here, on my watch here all the time. But because she is anti-war and because the military-industrial complex is so powerful, there are a lot of forces arrayed against her.
There are, but she'd have a better shot at dealing with them than Trump does. First of all, she's not overawed by these generals. Kind of like JFK was not overawed by the generals, and it probably saved us from blowing up the planet right back there in the Cuban Missile Crisis when he didn't let these generals and CIA people boss him around, because he was a veteran, the war hero, as a matter of fact, in World War II, and she's a veteran, so she knows what a general really is. It's like I was in war, but I was in the Army, and I know what most people get the flag rank, especially since after World War II. Most of these guys get the flag rank because they got their heads where, okay?
Yes.
No other reason. The best troops don't make it to general or to flag rank. The best troops get maybe the major, colonel, or whatever else, because they do open their mouth, and they tend not to get the promotions, and they're too hockey, and they're real patriots. But so I'm not. She wouldn't be intimidated by them. I really think that she's got. She's very good at delivering what she has to say. She's not intimidated by these people, these idiots on the MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News. She's not intimidated by them. She comes right. Fox News, of course, is trying to ignore her, trying to give her Ron Paul treatment. The others are trying to attack her. But it's not, I don't think it's going to work. I think she's got a good shot. Now, I will say this. Trump does not get us into a war. Hopefully he won't. And if the economy is in reasonably good shape, I know it's not as good as they make it out to be, but just keeps going maybe the way it is right now, he's going to be very hard to beat. But if he gets us into a war, he's done. He's finished. And, of course, if the economy really goes...
I'm not so sure. I know a lot of people are saying Trump is a shoo-in after the collapse of the Russian collusion investigation. I'm not so sure. Anyway, listen, Mark, got to let you go. Yeah. Got to take a break for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back from to our show here. And again, Republic Broadcasting, thanks those of you who have donated. You're keeping us alive. You're keeping us on the air. Without you, we would not be here. That's just how serious it is. So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call in with a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Okay, let's see. We got a bunch of callers out here. Let's try Eddie in Las Vegas. Aloha, Eddie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. Well, one thing that's always on my mind when I listen to this show is, God, what is it like living in Hawaii? I wish you could do a show just about that. I don't know. For
it's expensive.
Or something. I think all of it.
It's expensive. We're trying to get the heck out of here. Claire and I have turned into Hawaiian sourdoughs. We're sour on Hawaii, but we don't have the dough to leave.
Oh, no. Where would you go if you guys were going to leave Hawaii?
Probably Indiana. We've got family there that we'd like to be close to.
Oh, so during the wintertime, it's just one nice great temperature all the way around the whole year?
Actually, it got very cold this last winter, where we had to just bundle up and get extra quilts on the bed and everything. It was chilly.
Oh, man. Well, grass is always greener on the other side. I was thinking about that every episode when it was cold over here, listening to your show. But the other thing I wanted to ask you was, your previous caller, you mentioned fault lines. Have you ever talked to Lee Stranahan?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, you guys would be a really good team. I don't know, maybe they could do a collaboration or something. You just talk about so many of the same subjects. And he's on RT, and he's one of the few people that will tell the truth about just a lot of the stuff that's going on, especially with, like, how the, you know, he called the Russia thing fake from a long time ago.
Just yeah.
Like a lot of other people. Like Jimmy Dore and some other lefties. Well, I was thinking, like, if we have Trump. We have Trump, right? And look at the state of things. You have record high immigration and this. I mean, it's so stupid. This guy, there's nothing he can do. What about E-Verify? What about shutting down the border? What about, I'm sure there's a million things he can do. What about these people in these departments? And Trump just goes on Twitter and oh, what's happening to me? I can't do anything. It's like, dude, you're the president. Why don't you just fire everybody in that department, put in your own people, and drain the swamp? And like
I
all
agree.
These departments, which you could do, which Obama did and other presidents did, and he can't do it. And this is the guy, the king of like firing people, right? And he can't fire anybody. Like, but who's controlling this guy? And then you see that just recently, right? He was saying, oh, I'm going to shut the border down. I'm so serious about this immigration thing. And that was like a month after he just gave a speech to what is that horrible Republican conference? Can't think of the name of it, but some kind of RNC convention or something.
Yeah.
And everyone's got these it's not even a joke. It was like people were wearing like Make Israel Great Again or something. And it wasn't even satire. It was like these hardcore Zionist people there. Anyways, at that speech, Trump was saying, we're going to have, what was it, the most immigration ever, but it's going to be legal immigration. And so this guy, and then he increased the H-1Bs from like 30 to 90,000 and something like, I don't know, the biggest caravan ever is coming and all this stuff. And he's helpless. He can't do anything. And oh, the Democrats and what's the other thing he says on Twitter? It is the problem of the Democrats, but it's not just that, because there are things he can do today and he won't do it. And why won't
no.
he do it? He's okay.
He's a weak leader.
Incredibly.
He's a weak leader. I mean, you know, that's the observation I have right now. His image as somebody who can fire somebody was crafted for his reality TV show, The Apprentice. But he's susceptible to flattery. He can be easily manipulated. And it's clear he is not a strong leader. He does not have the strength of his own convictions. He can be maneuvered and manipulated. And that is unfortunately just the way it is.
And so he's either just a complete liar and he's totally incompetent, or he's being controlled. And I think they have something on him. I don't know.
I think it's definitely the latter one. He's being controlled. He's being manipulated. Anyway, Eddie, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Let's see. Dave in Delaware. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's up, Mac? Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Well, you know, we're just doing what we do here, doing the radio show.
I hear you. I don't know, man. You look like you need a couple days off, like take a week off or something, Mike. You look kind of tired.
Yeah, man. I probably do. I'm just absolutely exhausted. What can I tell you?
I don't know, man. I guess you got to keep it moving, you know, but all right. I don't know. Hey, you ever heard of the application Shazam?
No.
It's an application on your phone you could download, and like when you hear a song, you can press the button, right? And then
the
song's playing in the background.
Yes, I have
right?
seen
and
that.
And you can listen to it. You know, the song that played on the commercial before that I came back from break, it was, you know, the We Will Not Go Down in Gaza Tonight and all that. And then I kind of heard that. I Shazam that. It shows up pretty cool on YouTube. It's got a bunch of different videos with that song.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a cool video.
Yep. If you check it out. You all right, Mike, though?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just tired. I'm just
all
very
right.
tired.
All right, man. Well, all right. Well, okay. All right, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Al in New Jersey. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yes, Al. Mike, listen, it's going to be a sacrifice, but I think you should just cut the show and go to bed. You look so bad, and it's hard looking at you.
Okay.
Well, anyway, get well. That's
all right, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Al. Thank you. We love you. Bye-bye.
Well, I love all of you, too, and I'm sorry I'm not at my best right now. It's just, you know, after a while, you know, I am exhausted. I'm absolutely burned out on doing all of this. I've been doing the website for 25 years. I've been doing radio for 12 years. I'm not making any money at it, and I'm just very, very tired. I don't know. Maybe I should have Mike put on a best of, except we have a tentative third-hour guest, so I really don't want to stand them up. We'll get through one way or the other. What can I tell you? Okay, so over in Turkey, Vice President Mike Pence is once again doing the arm twist thing. He's threatening Turkey's future role in NATO, saying that if they go ahead with the purchase of the Russian-made S-400 air defense system, that Turkey's membership in NATO could be in jeopardy. You will buy American, even though it's more expensive and maybe not as good, but you will buy American. And it's getting really tense over there. I mean, the Pentagon has already halted deliveries of the F-35. And it's all about forcing Turkey to buy the American military weapons, even though Turkey doesn't want to buy the American military weapons. They want the weapons that are going to work. Okay, so article coming out of Russia Insider. Russia, China are turning the tables on U.S. strategy. Hybrid war, now anyone's game. And they're talking about Chinese nuclear bombers, Chinese hypersonic missiles, Chinese carrier killer missiles, Chinese cyber attacks, Chinese anti-satellite weapons, Chinese militarization of the South China Sea, Chinese Huawei spying, and we're not even talking about Russia. So there's a lot of hostility out there here. Okay, as you know, over this last weekend, they had the one-year anniversary of the Great March of Return. A lot of people have been wounded. A lot of people have been killed. And it's kind of interesting looking at the corporate media that still refuses to look at the issue of Israel's treatment of the Palestinians and still try and spin it that somehow it is Hamas that is responsible for the blockade and the misery in the Gaza concentration camp. Oh, yeah, it's Hamas's fault. You know, if Hamas would just go along with what Israel wants, everything would be just fine. It's amazing how the prostitutes and the correspondents. You would think after this huge embarrassment over Russiagate that the prostitutes and correspondents and the corporate media might rethink their commitment to fairness and accuracy, but no, they're paid to lie. They're going to go on lying. That's basically what they're going to do here. Now, a little bit of good news. As part of the Egyptian-mediated efforts to ease the plight of Gaza Strip, Israel has extended the area where Palestinians are allowed to fish, and the boats are heading on out there into the deep Mediterranean for the first time in almost two decades, and the Palestinians are just overjoyed. Such a distance has been off limits, and they're hoping that there will be lots of fish to bring back in, deep water mackerel and tuna. to supplant the usual shallow fare of sardine, shrimp, and crab. All right, let's take a phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. How do you feel? You feeling better?
No, not really. I'm feeling kind of rode hard and put up wet.
You got to drink a lot of tea with lemon. Listen, Mike, I'm calling because now that the Mueller report is out, I think Donald Trump should get back to basics. You know, peace by trade. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, I don't think the whole report is out just yet. I know they're arguing for it to come out. But I think when it comes on out, it's going to be more damaging to the Democrats than to the Republicans.
Yeah, I know, but he has to get back to his original plan, peace by trade. You can't risk World War III, Mike.
No, you can't.
Yeah, so peace by trade. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay, here's an interesting development, and it validates something that we've been talking about for a lot of years, okay? Over in Basel, Switzerland, there's an organization called the Anne Frank Fund, which controls the copyright to the Diary of Anne Frank. And they have now officially admitted that the diary was, in fact, at least co-authored by Otto Frank, Anne's father, after the war. And this basically proves that the book, which is still heavily promoted as a Holocaust memoir, is in fact largely a post-war fabrication, which contained parts of the young Anne's diary with extensive additions added by the father. There was also a third ghostwriter, and there was a lawsuit involved. And a lot of people had pointed out there were obviously two different handwritings there. There was a ballpoint pen being used, which was not available in Europe until after the war. It's a fake. It's a fraud. And everyone's required to read it in school and say, oh, let's feel bad for the Anne Frank. Let's hate the Nazis. Over at CNN, Alex Christoforou and Editor-in-Chief Alexander Mercouris basically discussed Fareed Zakaria's shocking opening statement during his broadcast, where the CNN news commentator openly tries to goad President Trump into launching an attack on Venezuela and the Russian presence within the Latin American country to send a message to Putin that the U.S. will do as it pleases when it comes to illegal regime change. I understand Alex Jones over on his show is arguing for pretty much the same thing. So Zachariah even cited Obama's Syria red line moment to draw parallels between Syria's failed regime change operation and Venezuela's ongoing but stalling overthrow of Maduro's elected government. Well, okay, Zach, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, here's your Dayglo orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA torture centers, watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Maduro and tell him you're on your way to whip his butt all by yourself. But we're going to sit this one out if you don't mind here. Over in Malaysia, the former Malaysian prime minister is about to go on trial, Najib Razak, regarding the corruption over the 1MDB scandal. And he's been arrested multiple times over the past year on charges related to 1MDB, a vast corruption scandal that saw billions of dollars embezzled from a Malaysian state fund set up by Najib. Now, apparently about $1 billion ended up in Najib's personal bank account. Najib is saying he has absolutely no knowledge of the multi-billion dollar fraud. no idea of how that happened or where the money came from. Honest, just as clean as the driven snow. Really here. Over in Japan, they're getting ready for a change of emperors. On the 1st of May, the crown prince, Akihito, who's known as Heisei, which is achieving peace, will make way for his eldest son, Crown Prince Naruhito, in Japan's first imperial abdication in more than 200 years. So they're going to have a change of emperors. Now, it's a ceremonial position. The emperor doesn't really have a lot of influence politically, but certainly he does spiritually. So it will be interesting to watch here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. Usually around the middle of February every year, the U.S. Treasury Department releases an annual report of the federal government's financial condition. This year, it was a little late. And the reason for that is probably because the news is very bad. The U.S. government's net worth is a negative $75 trillion. $75 trillion. They want you to come up with that, of course. You know, hey, we spent ourselves into bankruptcy here, but you American people, you just come up with it. We know you're generous, you love your country, you'll just come up with the money. Another little article, this one came out of UNS.com, how military spending is decimating the middle class. And military spending is trying to sell itself to the American public by saying, well, look at all the jobs provided by the military, like the National Guard and military service. You know, it's good for the economy. Well, no, not really. Not really. Definitely not. Over at UBS, their CEO, Ermati, apparently knows something that the rest of us don't. Last week, he tried to sell all of his UBS shares. It was blocked by regulators, but he did succeed in selling about 1 million shares. So Sergio Ermati is a mystery. The chief of UBS wanted to sell a big package with privately held stock in its bank. And he just wants to get on out. That's a bad, bad sign. Okay. Boots, which is a store. It's owned by Walgreens. And it's announced it suffered its most difficult quarter since its formation. And it's warning it could close shops and axe jobs after its parent company issued a shock profit warning. Basically, it said the company said 350 jobs were at risk at its Nottingham headquarters. So things are not going well at all. I keep hearing all this talk about how there is another recession coming. The indicators are all there. And nobody wants to do anything about it. Nobody's able to do anything about it. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, the mega banks are telling the Securities and Exchange Commission that once again, derivatives could blow up Wall Street. Remember what happened back in 2008? Derivatives took down like Lehman Brothers. It's poised to happen again. Nobody did anything about the derivatives. They're still out there and they're still a problem. Okay. Apparently, Christian Nielsen, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is saying that President Trump's administration is treating the illegal immigration crisis at the border as if it were a Cat 5 hurricane disaster and is bringing all the agencies together. We're asking everybody to chip in. Well, yeah, it is a major disaster, and it has to be treated as such. So Kirsten appeared on Tucker Carlson Tonight, and Carlson pointed out that the entire populations from Latin America are now moving north. In February, authorities apprehended 76,000 illegal arrivals at the Mexican border. Last month, that number had ballooned to 100,000. It is totally out of control. We need a wall. We need the military. We'll be back after these few words.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And just getting on back to the news, we're talking about the immigration problem at the border. And I saw a video early today. And it was just these people at the border literally shoving small children through the fence without regard to who was going to take charge of them on the other side. And it's a case of Are these not the kid's parents? Do they not care for them? Were they just hired to get the kid up to the border and shove him through the fence? It is a mess, and something does have to be done. And Donald Trump does have to do something about it. Okay, now then. Over in Great Britain, Theresa May is still out there showing her Remainer colors, trying to weaken Brexit even further. And she's angering a lot of people. A lot of people are calling for her to step down. So apparently, after chairing a marathon 7-hour cabinet session today, Prime Minister Theresa May announced her plan to water down Brexit by seeking agreement with Jeremy Corbyn's customs union-backing Labour Party. And that would be a real kick in the teeth to the Conservative Party and the Brexiteers. Still trying to figure out a way to make it a Brexit in name only. And I got to tell you, I think the British people are about fed up with all of this nonsense. They voted to leave Europe. They want to leave Europe. And if the British government doesn't give them what they voted for, I think there will be yellow vests in the streets of London. Okay. Apparently, the leader of the English Democrats has launched a high court battle saying that, in point of fact, Great Britain did leave the European Union on March 29th as originally planned, and saying that Prime Minister Theresa May's extension was not legally valid. So he's gone to court saying that we're out. Robin Tilbrook is out there saying, we're out. We're free from Europe. Let's just deal with the aftermath here. And I certainly hope he's right here. Okay, over in New Jersey, police arrested and charged 33-year-old Jorge Rios, an illegal alien from Honduras, for the murder of Carolina Cano, a 45-year-old nanny living in New Jersey. And apparently, Mr. Cano's roommate told police she went out for a jog at the nearby park, and her body was eventually discovered in a lake. So investigators are saying Carolina Cano was strangled, raped, and submerged in the lake. So how's that open borders thing working out for you there, people? Got to take a break here for station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.